Hello everyone, welcome to J-Talk Extra Time. My name is Stuart Smith and once again I'm flying solo on this J2 wrap-up mission. That's because John Steele is taking some very well-deserved R&R time. And so, yeah, we might as well get ahead and look at what happened last weekend in J2 because, as seems to be the norm these days, there are a set of fixtures coming at us thick and fast. And so let's start at the top of the table where Giravans Kitakyushu keep rolling. They won 2-0 away at Montedio Yamagata to preserve their lead at the top. Akira Disaro's left-footed bullet, his 10th goal of the campaign, put Kitakyushu ahead early on. Yamagata had some chances during this game, notably Shun Nakamura's free kick thumped off the crossbar, but Kitakyushu wrapped up their win after Kazuya Okamura headed the second goal with about 15 minutes to go. So this was a very another impressive win in a season full of impressive wins for Kitakyushu. Another clean sheet. This was Kitakyushu's third win in a row. And somewhat unbelievably, this is their 12th win in 14 games. It's quite a run of form that Giravans Kitakyushu have been on recently. In second place now are Tokushima Vortis. That's because they won 1-0 away at the Big Swan in Niigata. And yeah, they left it very, very late to seal the deal here. Two substitutes combining Takeru Kishimoto on the right, controlled a long ball very well, attacked the Niigata defense and crossed for ex-Niigata forward Atsushi Kawata, who had only been on the pitch a matter of 7 or 8 minutes, to flick into the net. And yeah, a very, very impressive and very important win for Tokushima Vortis. They leapfrogged Viva and Nagasaki up into the automatic promotion spots. And that's because Nagasaki drew 2-2 away at Matsumoto Yamaga. It looked as if it was going to go very smoothly for Nagasaki after they went 2-0 up. Junki Hata struck early, and a second half goal from Luan looked like it would give Nagasaki all 3 points to take back west. But two quick fire goals from Toya Fumisakano leveled the deal at the Ulwin Stadium. That's no wins in the last five for Nagasaki. A little bit of a blip in the middle of a little blip, shall we say. On the opposite side, that's 4 unbeaten for Matsumoto. Maybe they are slowly turning a corner. Maybe they'll provide a bit more stiff opposition in the second half of the season. Possibly moving on to the game of the day, Jubilo Iwata lost 3-2 at home to Tochigi SC. This was quite a notable game for a number of reasons. Starting off chronologically, Lukian scored a brilliant first goal, took a pass from Koki Ogawa, cut inside on the right and onto his right foot and curled one into the top corner. But that goal was cancelled out by Kishi Yano's penalty. Jubilo were then awarded a penalty of their own, slightly dubiously, I have to admit. But that was converted by Lukian straight down the middle before Tochigi were then awarded their second penalty. Yano this time didn't take it. That was left to Takahiro Akimoto, but he did the honours. And as Tochigi tend to do quite a lot, they sent on big defender Yanagi to, in the Japanese parlance, initiate a power play. And he came up trumps yet again. I seem to remember this is the third time he's come on late and scored an important goal. I know he got the winner at home against Okayama about a month ago. I think there was another one. But yeah, Yanagi cashed in all Tochigi's chips right at the end. And that is a very impressive 3-2 win for the visitors. Tochigi slowly but surely becoming the real deal in this J2 season. Talking about becoming the real deal, Avispa Fukuoka made it 5 wins on the spin when they went to Suigen Kanazawa and won 2-1. Douglas Grolley's very good 33rd minute header was cancelled out almost immediately by Mutsuki Kato's 9th goal of a quite frankly excellent debut season. Turned the defender really well and curled it past Cervantes. He's having a superb year, and he's probably someone who will almost certainly be highly sought after very, very soon. Looking at the highlights from this game, Kanazawa had the better of the play. I know Taiki Watanabe on loan from RBX Niigata hit the post, but Avispa won it courtesy of a highly fortunate/unfortunate, depending on your point of view, own goal from Takumi Hasegawa, a little bit of pinball, and yeah, he unwittingly headed it past his own goalkeeper, Yuto Shirai. Like I said, this was Fukuoka's 5th win in a row, and they're now looking pretty good. And the cherry on top, it was Shigetoshi Hasebe's 50th win as a manager. Avispa Fukuoka looking pretty good right now. 2 high-powered offenses in Corfu and Kyoto, so of course they finished 0-0 at the Chuo Bank Stadium in Corfu. Another 0-0 occurred at Gion Stadium in Machida between Machida Zelvia and Omiya Ardija. That's another blank score sheet for Omiya. That's the 7th time they failed to score this season. For a team with such attacking talent that they have, that's a pretty abysmal statistic there for them. Omiya had chances, but a combination of Yota Akimoto's goalkeeping and some pretty average finishing cost them the chance of 3 points. I think Takuya Takagi is under a little bit of pressure there now. Jeff United picked up their 2nd win in a row. They beat Fajiano Okayama on the back of early strikes from Kengo Kawamata, his 3rd goal in 2 games, and Koji Toriumi. Those were enough for the win, despite Hiroki Yamamoto's 84th minute reply for Okayama. Okayama are kind of flying under the radar of being really bad right now. They're in a really rough stretch of form, only 1 win from their last 8 and not looking very good at all. FC Ryukyu saw off Mito Hollyhock in a bit of a ding-dong battle in Okinawa. Ryukyu went in through Yoshio Koizumi's fine shot from the edge of the area, really put his foot behind it and smashed it into the back of the net. But 2 second-half Mito goals from Masato Nakayama and Yota Maijima. His goal was a bit of a cross shot, didn't mean it to go in the back of the net, but that seemed to have turned the game on its head. But it was turned back the other way as Ryukyu substitute Shinya Uehara scored 2 late goals, the second of which came in the 3rd minute of additional time to give Ryukyu a very unlikely looking 3 points. That's Ryukyu's 2nd home win in a row, and Mito have conceded 2 or more goals in a game 12 times this year in J2. That's should we say hashtag defensive problems for Mito Hollyhock. Renofa Yamaguchi ran out 2-1 winners at home against Tokyo Verdy. 2 goals from the very, very impressive rookie forward Kensei Ukita, his 5th and 6th goals of the season, gave Renofa their first win in 8 games. But it wasn't all just attacking prowess. They needed to thank Daisuke Yoshimitsu. He saved a penalty. Junki Koike scored a late goal to give Tokyo Verdy hope. But Shion Inoue, the usually placid midfielder, saw red after he argued with the referee in additional time. You know you've kind of lost the plot when Shion Inoue gets a red card for dissent. And finally, Zaspa Kazatsugunma ran out 1-0 winners at home against Ehime FC. Genki Omae's 2nd half penalty was enough for Gunma, but he was aided and abetted by a fantastic goalkeeping performance from Gunma goalkeeper Keiki Shimizu. Now that's your whistle stop tour around J2. If we look at the table, Giravanski to Kyushu atop 44 points from 20 games. Second, Tokushima Vortis, 40 points. And Viva and Nagasaki are now in third position. They're on 39 points. Avispa Fukuoka are up into fourth place on the back of their excellent mini recent run. And then Kofu, Kyoto and Tochigi make up the rest of the top seven. There's no relegation, but if we look at the bottom of the table, Renofa's win was quite important. They're now level on points with 21st placed Ehime FC. And Gunma are now on 19 points, level with Matsumoto Yamaga. Like I said earlier, there's another match day in the offing very soon. It occurs this Wednesday, the 23rd of September. All teams are involved. There's one early kickoff. I say early, it's 6:30, and it's a suddenly very interesting looking game in Kyoto between Kyoto and Tochigi. It should be a good matchup there, I think. Elsewhere, the leaders, Giravanski to Kyushu, are hosting Mito Hollyhock. Second place, Tokushima Vortis, make the trip to the NAC 5, where they take on Omiya Ardija. Viva and Nagasaki will look to get back on track as they visit Gion Stadium to take on Viva and Nagasaki. Some other interesting games look like being Jubilo Iwata versus Corfu. And if I scan over again, there's an orange derby between Ehime FC and Albirex Niigata. Okay, that should do it for your J2 roundup. Hopefully I'll be back soon with a J3 roundup because they're playing on Tuesday. And also keep your eyes peeled for an Emperor's Cup roundup and preview as well, because that's happening this week. And hopefully later on in the week, there'll be some more video content for you J2 lovers. But until John and I reconvene and give you all the latest on J2, stay safe, enjoy the football, and I'll catch you next time. Goodbye for now.